My name is Tony Litt. I'm the MD of Sunrise Radio, and it's my immense pleasure to bring you the official Sunrise Radio podcast. We are the number one commercial Asian station in the United Kingdom, with many firsts to our name, and we continue to be the voice of British Asians who have given us their love and loyalty over 30 years. It's a legacy we cherish and a responsibility that we don't take lightly. Our aim has always been to entertain the listeners with the best of Bollywood and Bhangra, while also addressing their concerns. A real voice for the community, a vibrant community, and a great nation. We are proud to be British and Asian. This podcast is a compilation of some of the things we do on the station, with a stellar lineup of presenters who each have their own personality and style. It's entertaining, informative, engaging, and we hope you will enjoy it here as a podcast if you are unable to tune in to the radio. Don't forget to subscribe and tell your family and friends about this podcast. And do leave us a comment on what you think. We'd love to hear from you. All the best always. Team Sunrise. The UK's
biggest station mix. Sunrise Radio. This is Anushka Arora. As always, lovely to have your company for the Sunrise Radio podcast. And this week, I have another special guest on the show. Here we are, day four of Content Creator Week, and I am joined by the wonderful Enakshi Haneja. Enakshi, welcome to Sunrise. How are you?
Thank you, Anushka. Thank you for having me. I'm good.
Good. It's so nice to have you here. Love what you're wearing, by the way. I love it. So we're going to take pictures and post them up on the Sunrise Radio social so everybody can see what is happening in the world of fashion and Enakshi. Isn't that right?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so Enakshi, I think let's take you way back because you were actually one of the first Indian bloggers established in 2014. So just explain to us how it all began for you.
Yeah, sure. So hi to everyone tuned in. I'm Enakshi, and on Instagram I go by the name of Voguish Affair. So Voguish actually means stylish. Mm-hmm. So my fashion page has always been about style and fashion, and that's what I post about. It started in 2014, 10 years ago actually. At the time, it was predominantly celebrity fashion and print media, but people wanted to see what other people are wearing, really. Yeah. And people wanted to see what a girl next door is wearing. And that's how the whole concept of vlogging came about. Uh-huh. And that's how I started posting on my Instagram, just pictures of me on my terrace, what I was wearing. And people started to enjoy it. And that's how Instagram came about for me. Yeah. And how like blogging came about for me.
Lovely. And Enakshi, you actually have a full-time job. So what is it that you actually do?
So I'm a banker by profession, blogger by passion, as I like to say it. So I try to balance the two. I try to do my content creation on evenings, weekends, and just whenever I get time. So I would be sitting on the tube doing my captions.
Wow, oh my God.
Just whenever I find the time to. But this is my hobby. This is my passion project. And I like to make time for the two.
Yeah. Do you find it difficult to manage both, or are you kind of balancing them okay?
Initially, it was a bit difficult, but now I feel like I have some systems in place. Like I like to switch on and switch off from both my jobs. And I take my Instagram as a job.
Right.
I clock into the app. I upload my content. I speak to my followers. Just like create a strong community of my audience and then just like clock out. So I think that has worked really well for
me. And do you think it's important to speak to your community on social media, because there are some content creators and bloggers who just post and they just don't really have that interaction? So do you think that interaction matters?
Definitely. I feel like your audience should be at the heart of everything that you do. And they're the people who've made my Instagram what it is. They're the people I post for. And I actually, it's an audience that I've cultivated through many years, and there are some I wouldn't say like followers, or just like Instafam. I've created over the years, and some of the Instagram accounts are now recognized and I speak to often. There are people who reach out to me about fashion courses.
Oh wow.
Or about like studying in the UK, studying fashion. There was someone who like wanted to do a project on fashion, on psychology of fashion, so she reached out. So yeah, it's very important to then build that audience.
How amazing is that? Now you've touched touched upon psychology of fashion, and you talk about that a lot. And that is one thing that I really love, because I think that's what makes you different. It's really interesting because I read it. I don't just scroll, I do read it. So explain how the psychology of fashion works.
So what psychology of fashion is that what you wear has an impact on how you feel, and it has an impact on how others perceive you.
Right.
So it's not just like you walking out in an outfit. It's how you present yourself to the world.
Yeah.
And that's what psychology of fashion is. So I've been reading a lot about it. Currently, I'm reading a book called Why Fashion Matters.
Right.
And one of the pieces that I read in the book is that if in the morning you spend extra 5 to 10 minutes getting ready for the day,
yeah,
it'll have such a big impact on your day and psychologically on how you feel and behave and how confident you are. So that's what fashion psychology is. And it also touches upon on how you can create an illusion through fashion.
Okay.
So how you can like appear leaner, taller, shorter, bigger, however you want to appear through fashion.
Yeah.
Because it's all linked to like how others perceive you at the end of the day. So
how cool is that? That's really cool. So you've actually spoken about colors on your Instagram as well. So I'm going to go with green because you're wearing green and blue. So what does that mean?
So color psychology means that if someone is looking at a color, what's the first thing they think about? Like,
yeah,
what's the first thought that comes to their mind? So with green and blue, they're both earthy tones.
Okay.
So when someone looks at, let's say, green, they'll instantly link it back to grass.
Right.
And like earthy colors. So it'll instantly make them feel calmer.
Uh-huh.
And you're wearing orange,
right?
So
yeah,
orange is a very playful color.
Okay.
It's a happy color.
Yeah.
And the other day, I gave a presentation at work that how some colors can help you reduce stress levels,
mm-hmm,
and orange is one of those colors.
Oh, wow.
It's a happy color. So I'm feeling less stressed sitting next to Anushka right now.
I'm glad I chose to wear orange today. I'm pleased. But this is so interesting. I'm so fascinated by it. And actually, what would you say is your signature style?
I would say my style has evolved over the years.
Yeah.
And I think that's very important to then dress according to how you're feeling.
Yeah.
How like the weather is, of course.
Oh my
like,
God.
Well, in London,
let's
you
not
can't
even talk
really.
About that. Yeah, exactly.
but I think my go-to would be a classic blazer.
Mm-hmm.
You can style it with literally anything. You can dress it up, dress it down. A classic black blazer is a must in everyone's capsule wardrobe.
Oh my God, I don't have a black blazer. Do you know what? I actually don't like wearing blazers.
You're a dress girl.
Yeah, I'm a real dress. I just feel blazers are like, I find them, I mean, they're not, but I find them too formal. But I like you said, you can really dress it down or dress it up, either way, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and actually, it's interesting you say that because everyone should dress in what they feel most comfortable in.
Yes.
And what makes you feel more confident in.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you've also mentioned on your social media that you take a lot of fashion inspiration from your mummy. So what would you say, what was her style whilst you were growing up?
So I actually come from a household where fashion was always celebrated.
Yeah.
And how you dress and how you present yourself was always put a lot of emphasis on.
Uh-huh.
So my mother is actually one of the most stylish people I personally know.
Yeah.
She just knows trends at the back of her hand. But that also comes from reading a lot of fashion magazines.
Okay.
And I think everyone, like, we live in a world where we scroll so much on Instagram and social media, but magazines do have some gems as well.
Yeah.
I take fashion inspiration from my mother, but also my grandmother.
Oh, lovely.
And interesting story, the other day, my grandmother had a cardigan that was a bit tight on her.
Yeah.
So what she did was she cut it from both the sides and then crocheted it.
Wow.
And now it's a stylish cardigan that not only fits her, but also looks very different as well because it's got crochet on the sides.
Yeah.
I've always been interested in fashion growing up by seeing like my mother and my grandmother.
How cool is that? I like that. You actually mentioned magazines. I actually used to read the Sunday Style magazine like every Sunday. I used to love like flicking through that, and especially like, you know, when it used to come through the post, just having your breakfast and just, you know, going through that. Now, what would you say, or who would you say rather, is your favorite international fashion designer?
Oh, actually, the designer that I'm wearing today mm-hmm. has a very interesting story to tell.
Okay, tell us.
It's a Turkish designer that's been featured on London Fashion Week.
Oh, wow.
They source their fabric from India, Europe, and Turkey.
Wow.
So different locations. You can style it in an Indo-Western way as well, which is what I've done today. I'm wearing, just for the audio listeners, I'm wearing a brocade blazer with brocade shorts. And recently, their collection actually was an inspiration by the Sumerian royalty.
Wow.
So lots of like Greek and Egyptian ancient history embodied into their outfits. So yeah, I try to look out for such designers who are doing different things.
Amazing.
Slightly different from mainstream designers and different from capsule wardrobe. But so this designer called Baris, I'm recently getting into.
I have heard a lot about like Turkish designers, like Turkish fashion designers are supposed to be really, really good. So that's a staple one that I'm probably actually going to have a look at. Now, you mentioned Fashion Week, Inakshi. You've been to Fashion Week. You've covered it, like, I think for about 5 years now. So tell me how you fell into getting into Fashion Week.
Yeah, sure. So London Fashion Week, my first show was 5 years ago, as you said. So I came to this country with no contacts in the fashion industry. I knew no one. So what I did was I just went onto their website and started cold emailing any and every email ID I could see on their website. One designer responded, went to their show and started speaking and networking to people there. Also bumped into Masoom Meenawala, who's a great fashion blogger in the industry. So met a few people, networked my way in. And sometimes I'm the only South Asian at the Fashion Week. And it's very interesting to see different designers, some up-and-coming budding designers as well, who then showcase their collection in Fashion Week. And also the likes of like Burberry and Celeron, like those who've always been there and making their mark. So yeah, it's interesting, but I would say if anyone wants to get into London Fashion Week, any students who are listening in, then just like cold email and don't be afraid to network.
That's really cool. I like that piece of advice. Now, Inakshi, how would you describe the fashion of India, not just today, but like through the years?
That's such a good question. I believe fashion has no boundaries, and India has a big role to play in the world fashion scene as well, because a lot of people are now taking inspiration from Indian fashion, saris, skirts, and just like Indo-Western fabric. I think Indian fashion has evolved over the years, where I personally feel that I take more pride in wearing a sari now than I probably would a few years ago. And now I just like take pride in wearing saris everywhere, even to like events. We met at an event recently, right? And I wore a sari with a blazer. I think fashion knows no boundaries and no borders, but Indian fashion is something that has been inspiring the world all through the years.
For sure. Now, talking of fashion in India, now there's an Instagram page that goes by the name of Diet Sabya. Okay, so I don't know, I personally don't know who this person is. Do you?
Well, they claim that they're mysterious.
This is what I'm saying. Like, I don't think anybody in the world knows if this is a person, like he, she, who, what. Like, nobody knows. But that page is just brilliant. It's absolutely epic because Diet Sabya discusses everything under the sun. Like, absolutely everything fashion, right?
Yeah.
Now, very recently, Diet Sabya put up a post saying, let's discuss Bollywood celebrities that need to change their stylists, okay? So I'm putting this question out to you. Which Bollywood actor or actress, or if you have more than one, do you feel that needs to change their stylists?
Recently, the name that instantly comes to mind is Pariniti Chopra.
Uh-huh.
I think she's a great actress.
Yeah.
But the other day, she was wearing an outfit that didn't probably suit her body type.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, are you pregnant? And then she posted a whole story about it. And she's like, no, I'm not. But I just like styled the wrong outfit.
Yeah.
So I think it's very important to like wear whatever suits your body type.
Correct.
And wear it with confidence.
Yes.
If you think an outfit has gone wrong, then just like own up to it.
Absolutely. Nothing better than owning up to that, right? Now, Delhi versus Bombay fashion style. Like, would you say there's a lot of difference? I don't know if we're going to start something here, but would you say there's a lot of difference?
So being someone who's grown up in both the places,
okay.
because I used to live in Delhi and Bombay both,
right.
I think Bombay fashion is a bit more relaxed.
Yes.
Not generalizing anything, but yeah, I think Bombay fashion is a bit more like more casual, jeans, yeah. tops, and Delhi fashion is a bit more stalking and eye-catching, like people
blingy.
More blingy.
Yeah.
That I would like to just keep it at that.
We know where this is going. Now, which country, this would actually be interesting for, you know, to understand what you think. Which country in the world do you think is way ahead of its time in terms of fashion?
So I think in general, Italy and France,
yes.
I love Italian fashion.
So nice, isn't it? It's so nice.
Yeah. Even like I visited Milan for New Year's and everyone was just so nicely dressed, so fashionably dressed.
Yes.
Even like if you're just walking on the streets in a casual outfit.
I know.
Or if you're
but
sitting
they look
there,
so nice.
Yeah, and
right?
like men, women, everyone was just like so nicely dressed.
Agreed.
So I think Italian fashion has always made its mark.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. What's one trend that you hate but people love?
You know what? I think people just should dress according to like what makes them feel good.
Uh-huh.
Like, for example, I personally wouldn't wear skinny jeans uh-huh. at this time just because it's not trending right now. It's not that I hate it, but it's just
yeah.
like not trending right now.
Yeah.
But if that suits someone else and if like that's someone's style, then
yeah.
they should definitely go ahead
yeah.
with it. Yeah.
That was actually going to be my next question because there's this whole discussion going on about skinny jeans. Are they in or out? But I think you've just confirm that.
Yes.
They're not in trend at the moment.
No.
And it's so funny because me and my sister, we were having this conversation and we were obviously talking about what to wear. And like both of us just turned around. We were like, don't want to wear skinny jeans anymore. Like, although we own so many, but
yeah.
we just felt like that no one's really wearing them now.
Yeah.
But again, it's all about like what you feel comfortable wearing, of course.
Well, fashion also repeats itself.
Yes.
So you wouldn't want to throw your clothes just yet.
No, I'm keeping them. Let's not talk about keeping clothes and oh my God.
I'm such a hoarder.
Are you? So Inakshi, actually would love to know your views on like Indo-Western and Desi fashion in like the UK, London. Like what do you think of it?
Sure. I think Indo-Western fashion is on the rise.
Yeah.
And something that everyone can style up. It's so easily styled. For example, you can wear a sari with a high street blouse or a crop top. So
yes.
you don't have to go the traditional way of wearing a blouse with it, but you can wear a crop top
yeah.
with a sari, or you can wear a blazer
yeah.
With a sari. You can wear a shirt with a lehenga.
Yeah, I've seen that. Oh, that looks so nice, doesn't it? I love that. Like, I see a lot of at weddings where they're wearing like the bottom of the red lehenga with a white shirt and
yes.
like a really nice big chunky like jewelry, like a really nice necklace.
Yeah, and jewelry, you can use Indian jewelry to style up any outfit, right?
Yeah.
You could be wearing jeans and a white t-shirt
yes.
but like with chunky silver jewelry from India and it looks stunning and you can just up your game with that.
Absolutely. I feel like I need to you need to come and style me in Akshi one day. This is good. What would you say are the fashion trends for this year?
So as we're moving towards summer time,
yeah.
so a lot of pastel colors,
uh-huh.
linen,
mm-hmm.
Cargo pants.
Yes.
So skinny jeans are out, guys. Cargo pants, pastel colors, linen fabric, I
yeah.
think would be the top key trends.
Oh, I love linen. It's so relaxed and so easy, isn't it? It's so elegant. I do quite like that. Would you give any like fashion tips maybe to somebody who's listening and who can, you know, relate to some of the stuff that we're talking about? What fashion tips would you give them?
I think my key tip on fashion would be to just wear whatever you're comfortable in, because when I step out in an outfit that I'm feeling comfortable, I automatically feel confident
yeah.
and that would make you look so much better than if you're just like wearing something just by copying someone. So I would
yeah.
say like figure out what your style is.
Mm-hmm.
You can go onto my page. I give a lot of tips on how to like style according to your own body type and how you want to come across. So yeah, that would be my biggest fashion tip, to just be confident in what you're wearing by being comfortable in what
yes,
you're wearing.
Yes, I agree. Now, content creation has really changed so much over the years. How would you say your content has changed from, you know, from you like when you started out 10 years ago to today?
I definitely pivot my content according to what's the demand in the market and
yeah.
where Instagram, which is my primary platform and how it's pivoting. So I think at the time I used to post a lot more about like next door fashion.
Yeah.
And then it kind of progressed to more like photography and more like editorial content. But now I'm bringing it back to girl next door content.
Yeah.
Because if I'm stepping out of the house in an outfit, I want people to know that this is what I'm wearing on a day-to-day basis.
Yes.
It's not a lie. There's no photo shoot done.
Yeah.
It's what I'm wearing and it's how people would relate to my page, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you really need to pivot your content depending on your audience.
Yeah.
And how you want to come across through your page as well.
Actually, do you know what? I just remembered. There have been, over the last few years, three outfits that you and I have worn that have been the same.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I was having a look. Yes, I was like, let me just cross-check. One was the pink Rhythm Abyssine. Was
oh,
it
yes.
Rhythm Abyssine one?
Yeah, Rhythm Abyssine.
The heart, the one shoulder. Yeah, the
with
one
the
shoulder. Yes, you and I both wore that.
Yes.
The second one is that really gorgeous black Sabyasachi gown. Like,
yes.
You just step into it and that's all you need to do. It just looks so gorgeous, that does. And then the third one was I think it's a Seema Gujral sari.
Oh yeah, the golden one.
The golden one, yes. So these are three outfits. I actually feel quite proud that you and I have worn some of the same outfits.
And they're mostly Indo-Western, right?
Yes.
The pink jump. It's a jumpsuit.
Jumpsuit, yeah.
Right?
I know. That was easy. That was a really nice, easy wear that was. I really liked it. And actually, finally, I'd just like to finish off and ask you, as a content creator, now, you know, you've been in this industry for a while now, what would you say is your ultimate goal?
So my ultimate goal through content creation is to bring Indian fashion to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And not just desi fashion. There's so many budding designers, so many karigars, so many craft people in India that I think I would love to then expose to the world and just like showcase to the world. So bringing Indian fashion to the world, to the UK, I think is my ultimate goal.
Oh,
for the
how
next
lovely.
Few years.
That is so lovely. And I really hope you reach that goal, Inakshi. Thank you so much for coming to Sunrise and talking about, you know, another one of my favorite topics, which is fashion. And we really hope to see you soon. And I'm always going to keep looking at your content, your wonderful content that you create on social. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Anushka.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Listen to our Bollywood queen, Anushka Arora, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. weekdays on Sunrise.